Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's going to finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. This hour, you're inside looking at the world of combat sports. Straight up, and you know this, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio. Is having defended that title for better than 31 years. So straight up today, we're talking UFC 192. Did you like all the decisions? If you bought the card on pay-per-view or stole it on the internet, however you watch this, or maybe in a sports bar, all the main card bouts went to a decision. Of course, Daniel Cormier edging Alexander Gustafsson for the in defense of the UFC light heavyweight championship. Of course, that really belongs to Jon Jones. And what's Jon Jones going to do? Of course, he appeared in court this week. We'll talk about that, what his future looks like. And I'm going to tell you like this. Jon Jones beats Cormier probably 10 times, maybe 11 times out of 10. That's how many times he's going to beat him. Daniel Cormier, I thought he had a shot against Jon Jones, but physically the matchup is just not there. And after January 3rd, when he got licked like a stamp against, of course, the real light heavyweight champion of the world, of course, the Albuquerque guy that got into that car accident. Of course, that was a few months ago and ran away from the scene. Not once, but twice. He ran away from the scene, came back, got some weed, and split. Then the cops found a pipe in the car and some drug testing stuff and all kinds of good stuff in his car. Lots of condoms. Of course, he's living with a girl down there in Albuquerque and he needs condoms, right, if he's coming home at 4 in the morning. Anyway, Jon Jones has a little image to clean up, but who cares? This is combat sports. This isn't like Catholic school or something like that. 1-800. The UFC is not a priesthood. 1-800-87, a seminary. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. The Skype address is Sports Byline in number 2. And of course, you can check us out on Twitter at Taco Man Radio or at Ring Talk, RingTalk. This is Ring Talk live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network. No.
With colder temperatures just around the corner, people are looking for ways to maximize their heating dollars. I'm Danny Lifford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll make sure the heat you're paying for gets into your house right after this.
Beautify your outdoor living spaces with Pavestone's elegant collection of pavers, retaining walls, patio stones, and edging. Pavestone's easy do-it-yourself products have a unique way of transforming landscapes into beautiful dreamscapes. Discover how you can enhance your outdoor living spaces with attractive and durable interlocking patio stones, driveway pavers, steps, retaining walls, pathway edging, fire pits, and planters by visiting pavestone.com.
In homes with forced air heating, the ductwork is your lifeline to warmer air, so you want it to operate efficiently. Unfortunately, many times these pipelines have leaks that cost you comfort and money, especially if they run through unheated spaces like a crawl space, basement, or attic. Inspect the ducts with the system running to find any areas where warm air is escaping. Seams and joints where two or more pieces meet are the most likely culprits. When you find a leak, seal it with foil-back duct tape. You don't want the typical cloth-back stuff for this job. Then, paint over the tape with a generous coat of duct mastic. This will dry to form a flexible but permanent seal, keeping the warm air where it belongs. I'm Danny Lifford with tips for today's homeowner.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
1-800-684-5929. That's 1-800-684-5929.
All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today. 1-800-684-5929. 1-800-684-5929. That's 1-800-684-5929. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender. 1-800-684-5929. That's 1-800-684-5929.
Sports betting and daily fantasy sports will never be the same with advanced algorithmic tools from SwishAnalytics.com. With data-driven bet recommendations for every MLB game every day and a suite of daily fantasy tools including player projections and optimized lineups, it's easier than ever to beat the sportsbooks and your daily fantasy competition at SwishAnalytics.com. Get started today with your 7-day free trial and start making the smart bets and daily fantasy plays every single day with SwishAnalytics.com. That's SwishAnalytics.com. Smarter sports. Bet on it.
Right there, rocked him. Sends a go.
Fight!
Domi and Guida. Shot there by Hayes. Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Get him the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Fascinating.
Carl Douglas, Kung Fu Fighting. Hey, back in the days, this was a disco tune, I think. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Live Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, for 2 hours, for an hour of combat sports. We talk boxing the first hour, and of course, the second hour, we talk mixed martial arts. This is USC 192, of course, in the rearview mirror now. The Houston Toyota Center down there, pay-per-view event. All five fights on pay-per-view went to the cards. Now, that's really tough to watch, like five decisions, five fights. I don't know, especially since some were like 30 to 27. When you have 30 to 27 fights, we're talking about fights that were like zip shutouts, okay? So lots of shutouts here. Let's talk about the scores. So Daniel Cormier, of course, besting Alexander Gustafsson, probably by a hair. It was a split decision, 48-47 one guy, 48-47 the other guy. And then one judge had it 4-1 for Cormier, giving him that title defense, 49-46 a five-round fight. Of course, championship fights in the world of mixed martial arts and main events as far as television is concerned are always five-minute rounds. A light heavyweight fight, the boring Ryan Bader. Call him a middleweight, of course. Call him a gatekeeper of sorts, and he's boring. But Ryan Bader beat Rashad Evans last night. Rashad Evans, former light heavyweight champion, been off a while, of course, come back and lost a shutout across the board, 30-27. Wow, three times. So the bottom line is Rashad Evans not in Bader's league, and Bader's not the most, how can I say this, exciting guy in the world, so he can put you to sleep. In fact, if you've got some problems with like insomnia and things like that, watch a couple of Ryan Bader fights in MMA and you'll go to sleep. Ruslan Magomedov, and that's pretty close to it, beat Sean Jordan. That was a decision as well. That was a heavyweight bout. Joseph Benavidez at a Sacramento, California team, Alpha Male, won a decision 30-27, three rounds of zip. One on one card, 29-28, another and 30-27 on the other, over Ali Bagatov. And, of course, the chicks fight on the pay-per-view card. Juliana Pena defeated Jessica Ai by unanimous knot across the board, 29-27, or 2-1. Chicks getting it on, 135 pounds. Of course, the 135-pound queen. Actually, the queen is really the king. I'm talking about Ronda Rousey. Isn't that a trip? The queen is the king of MMA? She just is. The bottom line is, when I said this a few years ago, you guys laughed at me. You were throwing rocks at me. Even Scott Cuddy in the other room said, Pedro, aren't you blowing this chick up a little bit too much? Come on. Now she's the hottest thing in the world. Hollywood wants her. She'll become like the Hulk. I'm sure she'll become like, what I'm saying, some action hero, like the Flash or something like that. She'll do all these movies. Watch. She'll be like Athena, and she's going to do a lot of stuff. She's going to make a lot of money. She's going to be famous far beyond the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, she's taking her act down to Australia. We'll talk about that with Holly Holm, a girl who I spent a lot of time with in Albuquerque, New Mexico. That's where she was born and raised. Of course, she did a lot of fighting there, and I was a boxing announcer, got to watch her, and Holly can fight a little bit. And she had MMA in her blood long before I believe she was boxing. So this figures to be a decent challenge for Ronda Rousey. But can anybody really challenge her? We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. Back to the UFC 192. The Fox 1 card, there was four fights on Fox 1. Listen, you've got to be like a magician as far as television is concerned, TV is concerned, to watch the UFC cards. This is UFC 192. It started like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It was on a preliminary card on UFC Fight Pass. And then it went to Fox Sports 1 for a couple of hours and went one, two, three, four fights. And that was, you know, I mean, come on, man. Then you got to switch to pay-per-view? I mean, remember the days when they used to have you go Fox Sports 2, then Fox Sports 1, then pay-per-view? Why are they doing this? I can't figure out what sense it makes. It doesn't make common sense to me. I'm the viewer. I'm not, and I know what I'm doing, you know, surfing around for channels and things like that. But imagine the person that doesn't. It's very confusing. Well, I think they're losing viewers, and, you know, nobody seems to care. The Fox Sports, of course, signed the UFC to that $90 million deal about a year and a half ago. They're making big money with that. The Fox Network, of course, has those four big cards a year on the big network. And, of course, FX Sports and FX and Fox Sports West and Fox Sports South and Mexican Fox. I mean, man, Fox is going all over the place with the UFC. And the bottom line is, that $90 million is a guarantee each year for the UFC. And when you got a guarantee like that, I guess you can kick back and say, well, you know, I could do these pay-per-view once a month. And even if people don't want to buy them all the time, I can get probably 200,000 people on an average to buy them a month. Okay, so if you got 200,000 freaks to buy a pay-per-view a month at $50 a pop, that's $10 million. Hey, that's where the money's at. The money's in pay-per-view. And remember, the Zuffa Sports, the company that runs the UFC, of course, they being sued. We're trying to get Nate Quarry on the line. Of course, Nate Quarry is one of the plaintiffs, one of the ex-fighters of the UFC in a lawsuit against the UFC, claiming they're a monopoly, claiming that Dana White is the dictator of MMA, that he's been unjust in a lot of his decisions. They've cost the fighters a lot of money. Of course, you know how I stand on the UFC and this Reebok deal. I mean, come on. They've got to wear the Reebok suit. They look like sissies. They just do. When one guy's wearing blue and the other one's wearing pink or something, like, they just don't. All right, those are the girls' colors. But you know what I'm trying to say? They've got uniforms now. I liked it back when, you know, when they didn't have uniforms and you got to see what was happening there. Like, he had Pedro's bail bonds on his trunks and he got like $25,000 or $30,000 for this. One guy, Nate Quarry, said he got $45,000 for his last fight as far as advertising on his trunks were concerned. And another young man that I know, Brendan Schaub, a former UFC heavyweight, middle-of-the-road type of guy, was making $100,000 a fight with the advertising on his trunks. And now this Reebok deal that's been forced on the fighters of the UFC, and that's probably the big part of this UFC lawsuit. I mean, can the UFC really mandate all this stuff? I mean, they're not the NFL. They're not immune to antitrust or anything, or Major League Baseball, man. They're a company, and they're trying to run things, a sports entertainment company, of course, Premier. No question about that. As far as the world of mixed martial arts is concerned, they have the best athletes, okay? But are they controlling them like a plantation? Well, I'll try to get that from Nate Quarry a little bit later in the show. Back to UFC 192. Was it a bust? No, it wasn't a bust. But I wouldn't call it like, you know, I wanted to go out and watch it again. It's one of those things where you watch it one time, it's like a sandwich. You don't want to eat it. Eat it, regurgitate, and watch it again. UFC 192, glad it is in the record books. You are tuned to the longest-running show in history, as far as Ring Talk is concerned, MMA and boxing. Ring Talk, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. UFC 193, UFC 194. Of course, the big fight in December. Jose Aldo. Man, Jose Aldo, the world featherweight champion, 145 pounds, taking on the master. I'm talking about the master of the mouth, the guy that could talk like Muhammad Ali, the Ali of MMA. I'm talking about Conor McGregor. And of course, they hook it up in that main event, UFC, for the World Featherweight Championship. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk, live worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network. This is Ring Talk. It's your birthday. We gonna sip a card like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck. It's not your birthday. You'll find me in the club. Bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the X. I'm in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex. I ain't. Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters.
Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
All right, here we go. Are you ready? You ready?
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
What's your rush, doll, buddy? What do you say we slip in the back seat and you make a man out of me?
We say I smack you around for a while.
Can't we do both?
Little Tower of Power. Listen to what the guy's saying. A little knowledge is a dangerous thing, especially in the hands of a woman. No question about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. It's 1-800-878-7529. Tower of Power off to Europe for like almost a month, man. Going to check out Europe, of course, and they're 1968, and they're almost 50th year now, the 46th year. The bottom line is the tower is rocking and rolling. You can check out their stuff at towerofpower.com. There's new album forthcoming in late 2015, probably early 2016. I'm talking about their 21st studio album. That's right, the band that broke out in 1970 with, of course, Sparkling in the Sand. And back in 1972, You're Still a Young Man. Wow. Still rocking and rolling. Still rocking and rolling and hitting them horns, baby. 40-something years later. Check them out at towerofpower.com. Upcoming UFC events. We'll talk UFC for the next another 10 minutes, and we'll switch gears. We'll talk Bellator and, of course, World Series of Fighting. And those are exciting and upcoming promotions. Bellator, of course, got the backing of Viacom and basically a lot of money. Okay, so they're going to do some things with Scott Coker, and they're starting to come around. Of course, they're going to have this big fight card with Fedor. That's January 1st, New Year's Eve, December 31st, over in Tokyo, Japan. The return of Pride. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show as well. But right now, we're talking UFC, and the schedule looks like this, okay? Dustin Poirier is going to be in the main event at the Three Arena in Dublin, Ireland. It's UFC Fight Night, October the 24th. That's the next card that will be on Fox Sports 1, I believe. And, of course, Dustin Poirier, a decent lightweight. A lot of people thought a lot of him. But Joseph Duffy fighting in Ireland, what do you think there? Duffy, of course, the co-main event. Stipe Miocic, pretty big heavyweight. That's like 6'7", taking on Big Ben Rothwell. Somebody's going to go there. That's not going to go the three-round distance. No way, about 3 5-minute rounds. These two big guys going at it, heavyweights throwing. Ben, that ain't going to happen. No chicks on that card. I like to take that back. There is a women's fight on that card on UFC Fight Pass. In fact, the entire card will be on UFC Fight Pass. Won't be on this on Fox Sports 1. So that means you'll probably have to steal it off the internet. I didn't say you should steal it off the internet. I'm saying that you'll probably have to steal it off the internet if you don't have UFC Fight Pass. Bottom line is I'm not promoting stealing anything off the internet. Anyway, that's UFC Fight Night, October 24th, the Three Arena, Dublin, Ireland, Joseph Duffy in the co-main event. So that's going to figure the Irish lads are going to. Of course, Conor McGregor's going to be there. He's going to build it up. Of course, Conor McGregor built up this big fight as in December with Jose Aldo, December the 12th. We'll get to that in just a minute. But Ronda Rousey going to do her thing, of course, as November the 15th, UFC 193 down there in Melbourne, Australia. We'll get to that. But Vitor Belfort and Dan Henderson going to go in their third fight. They're going to go down there in Brazil. And both these guys were given steroid exemptions. What am I trying to say? They are able to take legal steroids. Pedro was screaming about this. Everybody was saying, oh, just shut up, man. You don't know what you're talking about. These guys are getting prescriptions. Yeah, right. And everybody that gets a medical marijuana prescription deserves that as well. But the bottom line is they both got these steroid, these testosterone replacement therapy recommendations and the prescriptions from doctors because they cheated and took steroids earlier in their life, so their body doesn't produce enough testosterone to really train and get in shape. That's not fair. That's like legalized steroids. And that's what I was screaming about for like 2.5 years. The Nevada State Athletic Commission, they heard my screaming. Actually, they heard the screaming of Dana White, who pulls a lot of weight in Nevada. Of course, Dana White, the president of the UFC, when he watched Michael Bisping get lit up like a White House Christmas tree against this Vitor Belfort out of Brazil. And we know Vitor was in his 30s. He looked like he was like 19. I mean, it's just a sterling body. The body was obviously cut up with the addition of that testosterone. Because I know guys that take TRT, they look younger. I don't. I look young as well. But I mean, a lot of guys look younger with it. They tell me that their bed life is better. I mean, Sly Stallone, he's a big advocate of that. Hulk Hogan's a big advocate. A lot of guys that have got money do this testosterone replacement therapy. But these two athletes were doing it, and I don't think that's cool because they're doing combat sports. Of course, Dan Henderson, Hendo they call him, and Vitor Belfort, former of the Phenom, going November the 7th in Brazil. The fight will be all on Fight Pass. But I look down the card here. Glover Teixeira, of course, pretty good light heavyweight. He can punch, man. Taking on Patrick Cummins, that's probably a coin toss, but you got to lean to the guy from Brazil. And Fabio Maldonado's on the card, taking on the colorful Tom Lawlor. Tom Lawlor used to come into the ring, and the octagon, and do all kinds of crazy stuff, okay? He can't do it anymore because he's got to wear this uniform, this mandated uniform. And guess what? You know those guys, where I said, like Brendan Schaub, were getting $100,000 for their advertising on their trunks? Yeah, now they're getting like $10,000 or $5,000 or maybe $15,000 from the UFC. So that's just not cool. Just not from Reebok. It's just not cool. Anyway, Fabio Maldonado, probably the best puncher, per se, in the world of mixed martial arts because he's a former professional boxer as well. And if he's got a big knockout punch as far as his right hand's concerned, he knows how to set it up with the jabs. So him and Tom Lawlor is a good fight at light heavyweight. Lightweight, Gleison Tabao's on the card, taking on Abel Trujillo. Yan Cabral against Johnny Case. No women going down there in the fight card as far as Brazil is concerned, but it'll be all on Fight Pass. Of course, if you got that, you can spend $10. If you don't have it, you can spend $10 a month by going to USC.com and purchasing it legally and not stealing it like some guy had possibly suggested you might want to do. Anyway, USC 193, it's going down in Melbourne, Australia. Man, this is big bucks. They're going to fill this entire stadium down there. It's called Etihad Stadium. They tell me they're going to make the stadium to fit 70, 75,000 people. Might break a UFC record. Conor McGregor says he can do better than that in Ireland. We'll see what's happening if he does get past Jose Aldo. Well, of course, get into that super fight a little bit later. But, you know, Rousey versus Holm. Holm's a good fighter. She's undefeated. She's got some height, I believe, on Ronda Rousey. But Ronda Rousey, you heard the intro coming into this segment. That was her last fight. That's how quick it was. Like, boom, it's over. It's over. And remember those guys trying to get in that beer commercial? Brought to you by Bud Light. Trying to get that in before, because the fight was over. Like 12, so they had to get it over. Okay, but that's how quick she is. She's knocking out all bums. I mean, knocking out everybody, bums included. And, of course, Holly Holm is looking pretty, pretty good here as far as a challenge is concerned when you look at it on paper, because she's undefeated and she's never lost a fight. She really hasn't been tested, per se, but she's never lost. And when you're undefeated, people give you a shot. Of course, Ronda Rousey's undefeated, but she is the real deal. Of course, speaking of the real deal as well, on the same card, wow, a woman's strawweight champion, Joanna Jay, this is 115 pounds. Ronda's the 135-pound champion, but Joanna Jay is going with Valerie Letourneau, And, of course, Mark Hunt, the throw-in Samoan, a heavyweight of note, going with the best-looking guy in the world of mixed martial arts, the best-looking guy in the world of sports, Antonio Silva Brazil. Look him up on the Internet. I kid you not. He's a heavyweight MMA fighter. He is so handsome, he should run for... Ronald Reagan, president, they said he was handsome. John Kennedy, guys like that. Rock Hudson. Hey, they got nothing on Antonio Silva. Look him up on the Internet. Google him. Antonio Silva, heavyweight fighter out of Brazil. But taking on Mark Hunt, the throwing Samoan out of New Zealand. New Zealand's sort of like Australia's Mexico, you know, right next door. Anyway, the bottom line is he's a hot item down there. He's probably going to draw a lot of people as well. But Ronda Rousey, they went down there. They did a press tour, her and Holly Holm, and Joanna Jay was there, and Valerie was there, and Mark Hunt and Antonio Silva was there. And, you know, this built up the hype, and Australia doesn't need much hype. My buddy Larry Braggs, a former Tower Power lead singer, he's down there touring right now. He digs it. He loves Australia. Larry's down there just kicking and sending us selfies and that kind of stuff. I'm on the beach. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. But Australia's got it going on. I remember it was the year 2000, that Y2K thing. Anyway, Paranoid Page, well, get this. I'm supposed to go to Australia for the Olympics in 2000, okay, down in Sydney. I think it was in Sydney, Australia. But I was so concerned because they blew up the 1996 Olympics. I said to myself, why risk it? I mean, this is not a smart thing to do. So I passed on it. I got to watch it on TV. Some of the things that I was supposed to be doing down there was filled in by somebody else who I won't mention. But it was hurting to watch it on TV. But when nothing happened, it was really painful. Okay, Paranoid Pedro didn't want to go to the 2000 Olympics because I thought if ever they were going to make a terrorist attack, it was going to be in that year of 2000. Anyway, Ronda on top, Mark Hunt on the undercard. Uriah Hall's hot. Uriah Hall was wrestling with Ronda Rousey. Says he submitted on an armbar. She got him into an armbar. They were sparring down there, I believe, in Santa Barbara, Glendale, or somewhere down there in Southern California. Anyway, Uriah Hall, pretty good fighter at middleweight, 185 pounds, but not the king. The king of middleweight right now, of course, is Chris Weidman. And without a doubt, Luke Rockhold, I wanted to bring him up first. They're going to hook it up, and that's going to be a hell of a fight. Man, I think that's going to be it. That's going to be the test of Chris Weidman. Weidman says his real test, of course, he's 185 pounds out of upstate New York, never been beaten. I remember when he fought the Filipino record machine a few years ago in San Jose. I was the only guy on press row to pick him to win. I didn't know. I was looking at these two guys, and, you know, I'm looking at the stats. The guy's never been taken off his feet. He's got a good wrestling base. I'm going to go with this guy. Well, out of 30 guys, I was the only guy that went against the Filipino record machine. He got owned that night. I mean, he just did. I mean, I love to have him around. He's a great guest, but man, he got known that night by Chris Weidman. That was the beginning of Chris Weidman. Of course, Weidman now says his future is at 205 pounds with the returning John Jones. And John Jones, of course, in court this week, pled guilty to hit and run, a misdemeanor, or a felony hit and run. Anyway, the bottom line is he skated. No jail time. He's got to do like public appearances and pay fines, got to pay this chick some under the table money, that kind of good stuff. So, you know, money made it all go away, and a good judge as well. So no jail time for John Jones, who'll be returning to the UFC, I believe, in early 2016. He is the light heavyweight champion of the world. The best fighter, pound for pound, maybe, if Jose Aldo is not. Of course, the undefeated Aldo, undefeated? No, he lost one fight, but it was with 155 pounds. His fighting weight is 145. So at 145, he's unbeaten. He's taking on Conor McGregor. McGregor's been beaten by lesser fighters than the great Jose Aldo. So with that being the case, although I was hot on Conor McGregor first, I'm going to have to lean to Jose Aldo at UFC 194 event. Of course, the main event, December the 12th, MGM Grand, Las Vegas, Nevada, Aldo McGregor. Man, I think this will be the biggest pay-per-view as far as numbers are concerned, but the most exciting pay-per-view of the year, of course, has already been canceled. It was supposed to happen in July, around July the 4th. That weekend in Las Vegas, it didn't happen. Of course, Aldo got hurt, cracked a rib. They accused him of not cracking a rib, and he showed a rib. He showed an x-ray where the rib was actually broken. Like, you see this line going through his rib. You know, it wasn't a fake rib injury or something like that. But Conor McGregor and Dana White, they sort of questioned him. So I think Jose Aldo's got a lot to prove. And when these guys hook it up, December the 12th, live on pay-per-view, of course, the pay-per-view will start at 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Great card. The best card, I think the best main event you can ever have, of course, the co-main event, the aforementioned Chris Weidman and Luke Rockhold. Man, what can I say? Undefeated Weidman, Rockhold's on a hell of a roll. He can punch. He can make people submit. Weidman's got all the tools. Weidman, of course, knocked out the great Anderson Silva with boxing 101. He didn't do it with his wrestling base. He didn't do it with any jiu-jitsu, nothing like that. He knocked him out. It was boxing 101. Jab, left hook, right hand. 3-punch combination. Boom. Guess what? Anderson Silva had a bad chin. Then he got hit with a good shot, and he was history and never been able to come back since then. And now he's been suspended. Of course, that card, you know, that fight he had in early 2015 against Nick Diaz. Nick Diaz tested positive for weed. He got suspended 5 years. Anderson Silva tested positive for two different performance-enhancing drugs, a.k.a. steroids, and he only gets a few months off. Come on, something's wrong here, man. Something is wrong. Of course, Ronda's come out and said that Ronda Rousey, the queen, the king of MMA, gets more paid more per second than any athlete in the world. And that includes Mr. Floyd Mayweather. I kid you not, because, you know, she's making a couple million bucks in, like, you know, what, 12 seconds? That's good pay. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Upcoming, the godfather of MMA when it comes to press, folks. We'll talk about the great Dave Meltzer, the genius in the house. After the break on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, iTunes.com, Stitcher.com. We can keep going, but the bottom line is this is Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Ring Talk.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-282-1646. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-282-1646. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest. But this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call. So call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-282-1646. That's 1-800-282-1646.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
What you gonna do, brother, when Hulk Hamania runs wild on you?
We are blessed with the brilliance of the genius himself, talking about great Dave Meltzer of WrestlingObserver.com, Wrestling Observer Newsletter, Wrestling Observer Radio Show. He started all that Wrestling Observer stuff. He's a godfather. What's happening, man?
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. How's the family?
Good, good.
Is your brother still throwing knives?
My brother's still throwing knives, yes.
People don't know that. I mean, his brother's not a thug or anything. He's a magician, a juggler. He juggles these knives. I remember down at Pier 39, he used to juggle these knives. It's amazing, man. How did he get into that?
It was just his thing. I mean, it was. He started doing it in college, and he just kept doing it. So, yeah, he's been all over the world many times doing it.
Of course, we're talking with Dave Meltzer, WrestlingObserver.com. How's MMA looking right now? I mean, we've got emerging companies. Bellator seems to be starting to make their move with Fedor in the January or the New Year's Eve card on Spike TV. And the World Series of Fighting, it seems like their promotions are stepping up a little bit. Are we seeing an upswing in MMA with the outside of the UFC?
I think we are a little bit with Bellator. I don't want to say with World Series so much. The Fedor thing's actually a Japanese promotion, but it'll be on Spike. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be working with Bellator, but it won't be actually a Bellator show. It'll be in a ring and not a cage. Bellator's making moves. I think that they've improved a lot in a lot of ways. Certainly on big shows, they've really upped the production on the big shows. Right now, you know, it's peaks and valleys when it comes to MMA, depending on, you know, the big shows. I think November and December are going to be huge because November is going to be the show in Australia with Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm. And Ronda Rousey is just a huge superstar right now. And everything she does turns to gold. And then December is Conor McGregor against Jose Aldo and Luke Rockhold against Chris Weidman, which is a tremendous double main event. And they got a deep undercard. I think that those will be – the December will be one of the best shows of the year. The November show I don't think is nearly the lineup, but it's got Ronda Rousey sort of, and it's probably going to be in front of 50,000, 60,000 people. So it's going to be a major event.
Dave, remember when Ronda Rousey was available for one-on-ones? Remember?
I interviewed Ronda Rousey before anybody practically knew who she was. Which is kind of hilarious when I look back because it's almost amazing when I see. It's almost like with Dwayne Johnson. It's like, you know, I knew this guy when he wasn't. I mean, he was already famous when I knew him. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, now it's just like, you know, it's like, I remember Dwayne Johnson, you know what I mean?
Hey, Dave, I remember when Ronda said this on the show.
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. If they want to test her extra, fine, you know, go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
Hey, Dave, doesn't Ronda sound like a B-ad? I mean, Ronda, you know, she's not the girl to mess with when she's pissed off. I mean, Mike Tyson said that. She's an animal.
She's different.
She's different.
She's been unbelievable for the sport. And it's just, you know, right place, right time, but the right ability. I mean, it's like they couldn't have, if they would have wanted, you know, a couple of years ago, you know what, let's introduce women to MMA. They could have never, if they could have planned everything, could have planned it as well as the reality ended up being. You know, like the idea that someone would get so hot. I mean, it's like before my eyes, every time she does a pay-per-view, it does like 30% more buys than I'm expecting and 30% more buys than the last one. And, you know, it's like I always thought she could be very viable as a pay-per-view star, but it's nothing at the level that she ended up being. It's just she just brings in a completely different fan base, and she's got you just see her in cultural things and covers of magazines and things that you know MMA fighters don't get on television shows that won't touch MMA. She's really been UFC's having a banner year all in all this year anyway, and I think she's a huge part of that reason. Her and Conor McGregor are carrying the company, really.
Well, you know, she's not hard to look at either. I mean, and she gets out there.
I mean, it's all part of the package. But you know, if you know a pretty girl, you know, there's plenty of pretty girls that are fighting in UFC. But she's got something. She's got, you know, obviously and it's not just the ability, but the ability to talk, the ability to get people to like her or hate her. You know.
She learned that from your game, pro wrestling.
Pro wrestling fans love her, too.
No, but that's what she told me. When I asked her, did you learn this from, like, Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali? Where'd you learn this? She goes, well, I used to watch old pro wrestling matches.
Yeah, well, I was a big fan of Roddy Piper, and I know every Monday night, you know, I mean, I don't know Rhonda, but I know Shayna Baszler, who's a friend of mine, who, you know, lived in the house with Rhonda, and they're best friends. And Monday night Raw night in the house, yeah. They watch it, and they all watch it. They all watch it for different reasons. You know, some of them watch it for whatever. I think Rhonda watches to study marketing.
Yeah. UFC Fight Night, Belfort, Vitor Belfort, and Dan Henderson going for the third time down there in Brazil. Is that like an all-out, anything goes as far as steroids are concerned?
Not anymore. Everyone's being tested.
In Brazil?
They really are.
In Brazil?
So everything has changed from July. I mean, it's a completely... It's a different UFC. I mean, the one thing that it's interesting to me is because I'm watching a lot of this stuff pretty close, is that I think that the story that everybody was on him was greatly exaggerated, because there are guys that you see the physical difference, you know, on every show. I see some guys. But it's the minority of guys. Mm-hmm. And most of the guys seem to be about the same, but I know that the testing is legit. And more than the testing being legit, is the penalties are scary, because it's 2 years for first offense, and nobody wants, like before when it was like 9 months for first offense, it's kind of like, well, I'll do it, and you know, if by some bad luck they get me, well, I miss a fight, you know what I mean? 9 months isn't that long. When it's 2 years, I think nobody wants to fail a test that puts you out for 2 years. So it really, the length of the sentence is a real deterrent, and I noticed from talking to guys that's the real deterrent, is the idea that, you know, you're pretty much going to screw your career. You know, 2 years in a short career, that's you know, especially if you're in your prime years, that's a disaster.
Anderson Silva, Gilbert Melendez, both those guys got caught, both veterans in the world of mixed martial arts this year. Is that indicative of them cheating earlier in their careers, or they just do this when they were old men? Because I remember when Melendez fought Pettis, I think, he said that he was just a step too slow and he couldn't recover and things like that. But talk to me about
that. He did say that. That was ominous. I don't know. With Anderson, he looked the same all the time, so that makes me question everything. With Gilbert, I remember in his last fight, when I saw it, I go like, man, he changed his body. And then he tested positive, and it was just like, well, now, I mean, like, and John Fitch was the same way. When I saw John Fitch at one of the World Series shows, and it's like, I mean, with John Fitch, it was just like I looked at him and I just go, ah, I've been watching John Fitch for years. He never looked like this. And then he failed. So I think in their cases, I think that, again, I can't speak for them, but it was guys that had been stars, that were in their 30s, that probably noticed and, you know, want to keep being, you know, getting the paydays and everything like that. And I think that they just, and I think maybe in their minds, they're thinking that, like, everyone else is doing it, and I spent my whole career being clean. Because I do believe, I mean, Gilbert, I can't say, I don't know. You know, I don't know what he is or isn't doing. John Fitch, just because the physical difference was so great, I got to believe he probably was clean until the time he got caught. And, you know, he had been on, you know, he was 36-ish and starting to lose matches that he would have won, you know, 3 years earlier, and that probably plays with your mind.
Okay, we're talking with Dave Meltzer, the WrestlingObserver.com web newsletter. Still coming out once a week. Now, Dave, how many words a week are you doing this? Like 35,000, 40,000 words a week? What's going on?
35,000 to 50,000, yeah. This week was a big one. This week was, I wrote about the Monday Night Wars in wrestling from the late 90s. I went back to history. I always love going back to history and kind of like, you know, how would I say it? Like, kind of looking at it from a fresh perspective, and you kind of learn a lot from when you really study history. So last week I was doing a lot of studying in history.
Well, you know, that was the golden day, our golden era of wrestling, just like the 80s was the golden era of boxing.
The 80s was the golden era of boxing?
I think so. Roberto Duran, Sugar Ray Leonard,
yeah,
Muhammad, the end of Muhammad Ali, Larry Holmes, Marvin Hagler.
I guess for lighter weight boxing, it's weird because I always figured like the golden age of boxing was way back whenever that is. I don't know if it's the 20s, you know, yeah, with Jack Dempsey and Gene Tunney. I mean, who knows? I mean, to me, the time that boxing had the most impression on me was the 70s, the early 70s with Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier and George Foreman and those guys. I don't know if it was because I was a kid then.
Because they were heavyweights.
And I think Ali was as big as Leonard was, and Duran, and Hagler and Hearns. I think Ali was much bigger than all of them. And then I know a lot of people. The Tyson era was gigantic, yeah. And from a cultural standpoint, I thought Tyson was pretty darn big. And then now, I mean, obviously Floyd Mayweather and, you know, and Manny was gigantic.
But it was a ripoff. I mean, the guy had a torn rotator cuff and he went in the ring. Come on. You know, you guy can't.
Oh, I know. Well, I think that, you know, what I think really felt like to me hurt boxing a lot. And you would know, you know, boxing way better than I do. I remember when there were all of those bad judges' decisions in a short period of time. And I just remember people just really kind of souring on, yep. You know, the idea that it was corrupt. And I think that really hurt. Now, you know, a big fight is still a big fight. But I think that just, you know, the rank and file boxing isn't that big, but the big fight is still, you know, and I think all sports are going that way, honestly, in the sense that there's so much sports on TV, no one can keep up with them. And I think the big event is, you know, the Super Bowl and the World Series and the big boxing match and the big UFC two or three superstars in their championship matches. I think that stuff's always, you know, I would say always going to be big, but it's going to be real, you know, those are going to be big money makers.
Nate Corey, Kyle Kingsbury, and Kung Lee, of course, they are the named plaintiffs against UFC and Zuffa Sports. They had a court date in the last week to 10 days, didn't they, in Las Vegas?
There were two, and they won. Essentially, there was one major motion, which is that you know, Zuffa was trying to throw the case out, and the judge would not throw the case out, so the case is continuing into discovery, which is going to be very interesting because Zuffa has very carefully guarded all of its financial records. I mean, nobody knows except for the top guys in that company, and it's going to be out there, at least for the attorneys on the other side to know. I would presume a lot of it will be sealed. There will be people who will know. And I mean, the key is what guys really make, because, you know, we don't know what, you know, there's the stuff that comes out after every show from certain athletic commissions, like in California, where it'll say like somebody makes a certain amount of money. And in a lot of cases, you know, that number is not a real number, that they're making considerably more, especially the ones with pay-per-view points. And now at least, you know, it's like nobody knows what percentage of the revenue goes to fighters, but that's a key part of the suit. I don't know exactly. The suit itself is weird to me because it's like, I don't know that you can do like a class action suit because you think that they're not being paid as much as they should. And believe me, the fighters could get paid better, I believe.
Well, but Dave, here's what's up. That Reebok thing, Brendan Schaub was getting, you know, middle of the road heavyweight, but he was getting like close to $100,000 a fight in advertising for his trunks. Okay. Then to do the Reebok thing, and he's like cut down to 10 or 15 grand.
The Reebok thing was a terrible thing, and it really, it's funny because I was thinking about this just this morning about how a year or two ago when I would talk to fighters and everyone around fight, it was like UFC, I think they all felt like they were in it together. You know, like they were happy, they liked Dana White for the most part. He always had his enemies, but I think people liked him and they liked the fact that the organization built up and they could fight on this big stage and stuff like that. I think the Reebok deal is the one that really soured a lot of the guys. I think you know what else is the firing of Stitch Duran? You know, not that in a sense he was a popular guy, and it was sort of like to them it was like it made them. It's like us versus them, you know. Whereas before we were all in it together, and I think that's really something that has happened in UFC in recent, you know, since the Reebok deal really was the catalyst, because you had a lot of guys that were making decent money on sponsorship, and then it's being taken away from them, and
there's no recourse.
The way it went down.
There's no recourse, Dave. I think it's a big rip-off. Dana White's been turned into a big-time 14-carat turd. Anyway, I thank you for your time, man. Say hello to your family, your great brother. And you know what? You are the genius of MMA, and I thank you for all your time. And you're like, I really appreciate it.
Okay, anytime. I'm glad I finally got to do it. I know we've been missing a contact the last 2 weeks, so yeah, I'm really happy to be able to do the show.
The Stone Cold Godfather of MMA himself, talk about the great Dave Meltzer. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tower of Power to the break, only so much oil in the ground. Well, it was pretty cheap, $2.49 to pay for gas the other day.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever.
For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check out my boys. They harmonize here. Check this out. Little East Bay soul. Of course, the sounds of the Tower of Power. The creation of Greg Adams of Westmore High School, Emilio Castillo, and the great Stephen Mackenzie Kupka, the founding fathers of Tower of Power. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide this hour. You're inside look at the world of MMA. Don't forget, you can always go to the website, Sports Byline, listen to shows live, listen to them delayed. You can go to iHeartRadio. This is even better. Go to iHeartRadio.com/talk. And you can take Ring Talk anywhere you go. They'll tell you when Ring Talk shows are up. They'll tell you when they're live. They'll tell you when they're in podcasts. All that kind of good stuff. Just go hook it up with iHeartRadio, and you got to go on iHeartRadio.com/talk. So straight up, Alexander Gustafsson failed, in his second attempt at the light heavyweight championship. Of course, this was another close fight. Had a close fight with John Jones. Gave John Jones probably the best fight of his career or the toughest fight of his career. And last night, he tested Daniel Cormier. Is Cormier the real deal at 205 pounds? No, because John Jones is. Until John comes back, he's just like a temporary champion. Asterisk should be next to his name. The bottom line is, you've been tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, knocking out all bums and kicking ass, folks, 24-7 at ringtalk.com. This is the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Of course, Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific time on Sirius XM satellite radio, but the bottom line is, this is Ring Talk.